Project Echo. Your experience of this story may be inhibited by your linear perspective on time. We apologize for the inconvenience. Episode
1. Yeah, and then they gave me these steaks, and I was like, oh my god! And then I found this bar, and I came in to get some liquid courage, and then I ran into you guys!
Well, cheers to that!
Cheers, Jimmy! Wow, what are the odds?
Now, wait a minute. So you're saying the whole go-go fish-fish bandit was just a bold-faced lie?
Carl, look, Carl, of course it was a lie. Lighten up.
I was really excited to, like, you know, find a bank robber and stuff.
Look, there's probably bank robbers somewhere.
Probably. They were pretty sure we did it. We almost lost our job.
What?
Yeah.
We spent the back half of the day in HR.
That sucks. If it's HR like my company, this is no good.
Wait, and so there's this Valentine fella.
Right? Yeah.
And you just kind of do whatever he says?
He's sort of like a boss. And he's like really smart, you know? He knows what he's doing.
I mean, if I was writing this one, I would kind of think that that's going to be, you know, a kind of third act turn, right?
Yeah, like that's the bad guy, right?
No. Valentine's
He's got
my
such a
guy.
Charming nickname. He's got a chiseled jaw. Like,
he
he's kind of mysterious. Yeah. Like, he's the bad guy.
And then this brother of yours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't even get into that right now.
He's going to show up, like, you know, probably in the third act. Probably as the fucking creature you're hunting.
I would argue hasn't shown up enough yet.
Jimmy, come off it. No, that just doesn't.
Come on. No.
I don't think it can't be. We don't even know if he's really my brother. It might be tricks. It might be treats.
And you just wait. Hold on. I hate to go back to this. You just gave the voicemail to the guy?
So you don't get it. You don't get it, Jimmy. So Valentine, he's really a cool guy. It's so smart. And this is where these steaks came from. So we can fix it.
And then I'm just curious. Finnegan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's love a interest. Bit of a wild card.
Love interest, right? Love interest?
Oh, I don't know.
You kind of need a will they, won't they in every kind of procedural drama.
Yeah,
totally. I'm up for these. Yeah, refill for theirs too. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. To Ray, cheers to Jimmy and down the hatch.
Okay. Jimmy and who?
What?
You said cheers to Jimmy and then you kind of trailed off.
Yeah, I don't know my name. This is part of the plot.
Yeah, but you do know my name, right?
What?
The person who you almost got fired.
Who? It's you being funny.
This seems pointed at this point.
Yeah.
You want some fruit leather?
Ooh, is this strawberry?
Oh, now you like fruit leather.
No, I'm trying to prove a point that no one likes fruit leather.
As busy as
I've been
strawberry?
Given I've been trying to get it's apricot.
Carl, don't be a dick.
Does anyone here want fruit leather? Free fruit leather. See?
Give me the fruit leather. I'll have it.
Jimmy, don't let him yuck your yum.
Yeah, Carl, don't yuck my yum.
Yeah.
He just said my name.
Jimmy.
And?
Jimmy.
All right, gossip girl.
XOXO!
You know, Carl, I don't really know what sort of function we have in this story.
I think we're kind of fulfilling like a Rosencrantz and Guildenstern kind of thing.
A what?
Don't you read? Are you just too busy making fruit leather?
Nope.
Alright, I get to be Tim Roth.
And I get to be the other one.
Gary Oldman, come on!
The preceding audio recordings were recovered, assembled, and edited for your enjoyment by Many Sided Media. To support these efforts, head to patreon.com/manysidedmedia.
GameFound is inviting you to participate in their second RPG party, a curated event designed to help indie TTRPG creators bring their projects to life through crowdfunding. Whether you're working on a zine, a 600-page collection of tomes, or something more esoteric, this is a unique opportunity to move forward with real support, visibility, and expert feedback. Applications will be reviewed by a panel of judges from GameFound and industry partners like Darrington Press, Modiphius Entertainment, Free League Publishing, and Magpie Games. 15 to 25 projects will be selected to receive workshops with industry experts, marketing support, one-on-one mentorship, and a community of fellow designers to grow together. Open call for submissions lasts from May 5th to 26th, and crowdfunding goes live this fall. Let this be the push you need to manifest your game in the physical realm. It's going to be challenging, there's going to be stress, and if you're able to put in the work, it's going to be so incredibly rewarding. Go to gamefound.com/blog for more information and to submit your project today.
This episode was brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes. From romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I'm a huge fan of post-apocalyptic world building, so I recommend starting with their piece, We Can't Stop Watching the World End, which talks about properties like GLaDLands, Fallout, and Silo, and what they have to say about humanity and our ability to imagine a world after the apocalypse. But any piece on World Builders Club is going to be a great read for those of us who love to imagine better worlds. So join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing at bit.ly/WBC Many Sided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.